And those fires in Southern California are a reminder of conditions in Greece just last week. There, several days of intense fires burned around 50,000 acres of forest. At one point, the flames could be seen from the Parthenon, threatening the suburbs of Athens. Many Greeks criticized their fire service, blaming it for not performing well. It was an echo of 2007, when Greece suffered its worst fires ever. From Athens, John Seropoulos reports that firefighting is part of the national political debate in Greece.
At one point during the recent fires, 30-foot flames threatened to engulf Mount Pendeli, Athens' easternmost suburb, site of the multi-million-dollar homes for much of the capital's elite. A state of emergency was declared, and helicopter tankers mobilized. Circling in the orange, smoke-filled sky like angry wasps, they dropped thousands of gallons of water on the flames, but their efforts failed to stop the fire's advance. Under the canopy of pines, ground forces join the fight. Frantic residents call to the firemen, each trying to save his own house. But the solitary fire truck soon runs out of water. It is left to a group of young volunteers to fight the flames with buckets. Outraged residents say the firemen have achieved nothing. Nationally, the fire service deflects such criticism, blaming a combination of warmer, drier climate conditions and rural depopulation for the fires. At the Fire Coordination Center in Athens, fire service spokesman Yanis Kapakis says half the country's population now lives in the Athens area, and the countryside is populated by lots of elderly people.
Firefighting cannot be the exclusive job of either the fire service or the forest service. Everyone needs to be involved, from the grassroots level up. People still think that the fire service can put out all fires. It cannot.
But many Greeks think the real problem is the incompetence of local and national government. Spokesman Yorgos Papakonstantinou of the opposition Socialist Party blames corruption by the ruling conservatives.
It means distributing funds based on whether the local authority happens to have a new democracy mayor. It means completely staffing crucial parts of the administration with people on a clientelist basis and not on the basis of whether they can do the job. It comes down to whether you understand the notion of public interest or the notion of very special interests to which you are indebted.
The ruling New Democracy Party was re-elected a few weeks after the 2007 fire. They promised to improve firefighting. Kyriakos Mitsotakis, who chairs Parliament's Environment Committee, is a member of the ruling party and the son of a former prime minister. He wants to see the creation of a long-promised environment ministry with the power to shake up the way Greece deals with the threat of fires.
I know that the government has made a commitment for it to happen within the next 6 months. I think it should have happened already, but better late than never. What we need is to make sure that this ministry is strong and effective, and that means taking policy aspects that are currently embedded in other ministries.
It is not clear that the government has either the time or the political credibility to force through those changes. Most observers expect a general election next spring, and the opposition hopes voters will be thinking about the coming fire season as they go to the polls. For NPR News, I'm John Psaropoulos in Athens.